Hey everyone, it's Ian. It's been a long while since we dug into the archives, but given the recent news about Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party coming back for this year, we thought it'd be fun to dive into our coverage from the last one that took place in 2019. Enjoy!
There's a great big...
And hello everyone, welcome to WD Carousel Podcast. My name's Ian.
And I'm Crystal.
And we're... We're gonna talk about one of the hard-ticketed events at Disney, which is happening
right there.
The ticketed events that happens at Disney and Magic Kingdom, a hard-ticketed event.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, let's talk about Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. I was trying to sound scary. That wasn't scary enough for you.
Happy boo to you.
Oh my god, I just got that song out of my head. Thank
welcome.
You
Welcome, we are
so
back
much.
At it again. So... we actually talked about this last year.
Yes.
But, of course, it is different every year.
Correct. They do some updates. They change some things. Some things are completely brand new. So we figured we'd do another recap to allow you guys to know the differences and know if it's right for you to go.
Yeah. So people that aren't familiar with the event, it's similar to the Christmas show or the Christmas event.
Very Merry,
Merry
Christmas,
Merry Christmas
party.
And... at the show, the park will be open until an earlier time, like 6?
So the party officially starts at 7.
Right.
Park day guests have to leave by 6 if you don't have a ticket for the party for the evening.
Right.
And guests who have tickets only for the party can enter in as early as 4.
Which is cool because you do not need a park pass for that day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that we did last year.
Yep.
And when I was with Crystal last year, we did I don't remember how many days of the park pass
we purchased. We were only there for the 2 park days. I was there for 3 because I did standalone day.
Right. But we were able to save because we only had to spend the money on the hard ticket event, which means we don't have the whole day in the park,
mm-hmm.
but we can actually get in with all the rides still open before everything else opens.
And another neat thing is you're able to use that hard ticket pass to be able to get fast passes for that day as well. So if you wanted to get some fast passes before the party officially starts at 4, 5, 6, you can definitely go ahead and do that. It's pretty easy to do as well.
Yes, that's how I saw Carousel of Progress.
But we didn't need a fast pass for that.
Fast
passes don't exist for Carousel.
Never need a... Yeah, there would never be a reason to ever need one. Anyway, once you're in and the event starts, it does all the... It gets all spoopy.
Spoopy.
In a Disney way, so it's not, like, actually scary, but...
It's really not so scary.
Exactly. So, really, it's... It breaks into a couple of different components. The mm-hmm. biggest one that sticks out to me is the trick-or-treat trails.
Yes.
And for that, they set up different areas throughout Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these big kind of lit up kind of inflatable things.
Tubes.
Yeah. So you can see they're orange, right?
Yes.
And they're just like set up in the...
And they're sponsored by Mars. So you're going to see like the M&M guys on the inflatables.
Oh, okay.
Advertising this is a trick-or-treat trail.
Right. And so what you do is there's kind of a couple things that are neat about it. You walk up to it and you kind of walk through like pieces of ride. So they like mm-hmm. they'll take like structures, parts of ride or show event structures and lock them down to the point where you just walk through them.
Yep.
And they have scenery, and then you walk up and you get treats from one of the people standing up there.
Yeah, one of the cast members.
Yeah.
And they give you a full handful, too. It's not just 1 or 2 pieces every time you go through. It's like an entire scoop. And so I'm still working through this round of candy. I brought it to work, and they're like, no more. I'm a candy pusher.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about this is you can go as many times as you want. You can go around the trails, and you can just keep going around and around and around, and you will end up with tons and tons of candy, and it's good quality stuff too.
Yep.
We're not talking about Sprees or Sweet Tarts. We're talking about like Dove chocolate. I found a birthday cake flavored Three Musketeers.
How How did you feel about that?
I don't eat Three Musketeers, oh, okay. So it's still sitting in the bag. Oh, okay. But it was all just right. Something where it was like, wow, that is a really interesting option.
That is not something I would have expected.
Last year, I think our favorite trick-or-treat trail was going through PhilharMagic. Because they run the Ichabod and Mr. Toad movie all night. So it's a nice, relaxing place. You get a spot before the theater as well as outside of the theater. So you're hitting two buckets. And you can just sit there, relax, watch a little flick. Yeah. And
we actually sat there for a while and watched. Yeah,
we watched almost all of Ichabod.
Yeah. Yeah, it was almost the entire thing. We were also warm, so it was kind of nice to get into the AC for a little bit. And it was also interesting to see, like, sit in, like, the PhilharMagic space without there being
everything going on
happening. Yeah, so you're just kind of sitting in the auditorium space and just hanging out. So that was kind of a unique experience as well. But so yeah, that was kind of the big thing, and then you get the candy along with that, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
The other big thing that you get is unique character experiences can be a big thing.
This year they had some of the standards. Minnie, Donald, Daisy were meet and greeting in Storybook Circus. They had Lotso in Tomorrowland, but the one that I know that they got rid of because she is actually having her own dinner party now is Cruella de Vil. One thing that I learned this year, though, are any characters that are going to be in the parade disappear from their character meet and greet during that parade time to keep the magic because they're continuity. In the parade. And so if you want to meet a character that normally has a pretty tough line, going there right before the parade ends or, you know, somewhere near there so you can jump in line real quick for Jafar or something would be a good idea.
Okay.
They also did move Jack and Sally to the Main Street Theater. So instead of Tinkerbell in that area, you can now meet Jack and Sally, which cuts down on the 4-hour wait down to about an hour and a half.
Because I remember we walked by them.
Yeah, we were...
Last year.
Lock, Shock, and Barrel, which we thought would be an amazing photo opportunity with Jack and Sally, but not for 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So we saw them pass by, but that was all we really got from them. But so it makes sense to have them since they're such a hot item, especially with our generation of people.
Yes.
So it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but that's kind of the big things. And on top of that, they've got the adapted Halloween fireworks show.
They just updated the show this year. There is a brand new show. It is hosted by Jack.
Oh, okay.
And not Sally, but just Jack.
Oh.
And they have new projections on the castle, and they got new Halloween music. I will say, I like Hallowishes better.
Mm.
And it's because the music was more of the villains and you could sing along with it a little bit more. This was a little bit more focused on the projections and less on the actual like catchy songs that we all want to sing or, you know, the actual fireworks going on, which I thought was interesting for a fireworks show, them knocking down on the fireworks.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was still good. Don't get me wrong. It was still really good. Those projections added a lot. They have an actual Jack Skellington a puppet that comes out of the front of the castle and does the introduction and acts as the host and everything. But unless you are closer to the castle inside the hub, you're not going to see Jack because he's too small. Just think about, you know, a life-size person on the stage show and you're trying to see them from past the partner statue. Right. You're not going to see them.
It. Right, right.
So if you really want to see Jack, get a closer seat. If you're not so concerned about actually seeing the puppet character, then you can get a pretty good view from almost anywhere.
Right, and the projections are pretty visible, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were very bright. Like, we didn't know that it had started, and we were racing out of Tomorrowland towards the castle, and you could just see everything, like, all the colors shining.
Oh,
It was really neat. I do really enjoy that they have amped up the amount of projections that they do on the castle.
Sure.
I think it adds ambiance, changes the appearance of the castle to fit the theming, but, you know, it's... I wanted more songs I could sing along to.
Right.
And that was my biggest downfall on this.
Right.
As well as, you know, more fireworks because it's a fireworks show.
Right.
So that's my opinion on the new show. I prefer Hallowishes, but we'll never see it again. So it's still a good show. It's still a good show. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And then so on top of that, they've also got the parade, like you'd mentioned.
Yep, so Boo to You is still the parade. This year they added a couple new features to the parade. Some bigger ones, they added a couple new floats. They're the Tomorrowland section, if you want to go by sections.
Huh.
Because Boo to You actually has like different sections of the parade, okay. if you okay. think about it. But the Tomorrowland section didn't have anybody, and so they're like, oh, okay, aww. Well, aliens kind of work with that, so sure. we're gonna do Buzz Lightyear and his aliens, and then we're gonna bring the Incredibles into it too, because they fight and they have superpowers.
Sure, yeah.
And then Edna Mo's just there walking around going, you look fabulous, darling, I love your costume, blah 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 blah.
I mean, okay, that perfect. actually Edna works pretty well in Not So Scary in general, like that just makes sense. Yeah,
it was fun. That was the biggest addition. Another addition was having Constance, the bride from the Haunted Mansion, coming down. She was on like a hoverboard under her dress, so you didn't see her, but she was just floating around.
Yep. freakily around the thing.
Yep. That's cool. And had a bouquet where a light was out of it, illuminating her face. From below, so it gave her a creepy look. And then one thing that I'm not sure if it's new or if I just didn't notice it before, but the candy Wreck-It Ralph part, actually they had a smell attachment to this one.
Really?
Yeah, they were pumping out a sweet sugar smell, and it's the sugar smell that you get from the confectionery on Main Street. Like, the next day we went through the confectionery, I'm like, that's the smell that I smelled in the parade! I know exactly what that is. So
they smell it through the parade up in that section with the candy. Okay. Yep.
So, like I said, I'm not sure if this is a new addition to the parade or if this is something that I just didn't notice in years past.
Gotcha.
But it is a way to try and make that section a little bit more unique feeling, separate it out a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the other big thing, since we're talking about shows right now, is the Sanderson Sisters show, the Villainous Spelltacular. And that one is the same show. It's still great. I still love it. The characters do the same thing. It's like, I swear it's the same actors that they have for the characters too. So it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And the nice thing is you can piggyback those onto each other. The fireworks only has one show a night, but the Sanderson Sisters have 3 to 4 shows depending on how busy the park is, and then the parade has 2 shows.
Okay.
So what we did is we got to the fireworks, then watched the Sanderson Sisters show, and then went to the Boo to You parade, and it was just like, we just kind of rotated. We looked up, and then we looked at the stage, and then we turned behind us and looked at at the road.
Once you're good to go, you're good to go.
And it was good. It was good. Okay. But yeah, those are the biggest things in regards to the shows that are different, if we want to talk different there.
Okay. Was there anything different in terms of the trick-or-treat trails at all that you guys saw?
Not really. I mean, they had a couple new locations, but not anything that was like, oh my God, I need to tell people about this. It's amazing. They had one supposedly through the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor, where they had the monsters still talking and interacting with the people who stopped there. So it would be a nice place to park and relax. Yes.
Okay, because you can kind of watch the banter happen.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't anything too crazy.
Okay. Do you know if they did the Space Mountain thing again?
They did. So they have updated a couple different rides for the Halloween party. Last year they did Space Mountain, Teacups, and Pirates. And this year they did Space Mountain, Teacups, and Pirates.
Interesting.
But with some little tweaks to it. So Space Mountain, Karina had never been on Space Mountain before. I made her go on the update, which is basically turning every single light off whatsoever. Whoa, wait,
so she started with the Halloween version?
Yep.
Oh, God, okay.
So completely different music.
Is she a roller coaster person?
Yes.
Okay, good. That makes
completely
me
different
better.
Person. Yeah, person. Completely different music.
Completely different person.
And pitch black. And I mean pitch black. I rode the people mover while she was doing that, and I went through, and I could not see like the hand in front of my nose. It was so dark in there. And then just to have that your first experience on Space Mountain where you're like, I don't know where the drops are. I don't know where the turns are. I don't even know anything. Yeah, it was kind of funny to hear.
Did she enjoy it though?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
She really liked it. There was only like a 5 minute wait too.
No, sure. Yeah.
So she had no problem getting on that. Teacup stayed the same. So they have just different lighting and some little spookier music too.
Spooky.
And then the one that we went on, which I was actually happy that they took some of the feedback from last year, was Pirates.
Okay, so you did do Pirates this year.
We did do Pirates this year. And unlike last year where they said that they had live pirates, it was at that point in time three pirates in the queue and one pirate on a bridge talking to the people. This year they had two pirates in the queue and they had like four pirates inside the ride.
Oh.
Talking with people.
Oh, so that's big because it was one, right?
It was one.
Yeah.
And this year they had like four.
Okay.
And it was a lot more immersive. I really enjoyed it. I thought that was a good update they did, taking people's feedback, going, right, we want this, but we want you to do better.
Right. This is cool, but...
But you need to do better.
Was that new last year?
Yes.
Okay. So that makes sense. There's some teething problems with it. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that, and I'm like, I can't think of how one actor is going to be useful for a constant flow of
Well, they had him boats on a bridge, and he kept going.
Oh,
and
I see.
They might have actually switched out the actors. I don't know.
Okay.
But they only had the one station with the one live actor inside of the ride then.
Okay.
This time they had like four, and it allowed for like one of them, there were two people near each other, so it allowed for some banter back and forth with the boats.
Oh, cool.
One of them was up on a tower and was trying to be like, so I'm looking for this treasure, if you find it we'll split it 70-30. I get the 70, you get the 30, and you know, those sorts of silly things.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it added to the ride more.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that they changed is they got rid of the mist screen where you see Davy Jones.
Wasn't that gone last year too?
I don't remember.
I think I remember doing that last year, not while it was in Halloween mode, but I remember it being not with the water screen thing.
Yeah, it was completely gone. It was pitch black on that drop for me, and I was like, "Oh, that's a new addition to this too."
Hello there.
All of a sudden, I'm heading down a hill and making weird faces as they're taking photos. You know me. That's what I do. It's good.
We'll find those later. It's
awesome. So that was another addition that they had, which I thought they took some really good feedback from. You know, cast members and patrons, and added it, and I think they did a really good job with that. I look forward to it more. I liked it. Other than that, the only other thing that we can talk about is the desserts.
Yes. Yeah, the desserts.
So the desserts have been a huge thing for the last number of years. Very Instagrammable stuff has been coming out, like stretching room tarts and all of this craziness.
Last year was the doom buggy. I remember it being like, oh boy, that's a lot.
But they still had a variety of different things.
Okay.
This year, there's not a lot that are party specific. The only one that I got that was party specific was Constance's wedding cake, and it's a size of a little bit bigger than a cupcake, but it's a three-tiered little cake and it has Constance's hatchet on top. And that one is a party exclusive. You can't get that one unless you're there, and it's at a popcorn cart in the middle of Liberty Square.
Like you would.
Instead of an actual brick-and-mortar treat shop. But whatever.
Is there a brick-and-mortar treat shop in Liberty Square? There is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got nothing.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I know that there was another pumpkin cheesecake.
Okay.
I think it was like a Headless Horseman pumpkin cheesecake.
Classic.
And then there was one other thing that was party exclusive, but that was about it. So only three party exclusive items.
Weird,
this year.
Weird, because last year it was huge.
Yeah, last year they had like six.
Yeah.
They did bring back the Hades nachos, so sorry. I wasn't including that because it's not a sweets thing.
Okay.
And it's not new. They did have, instead of instead of candy corn ice cream this year, they are going with a pumpkin ice cream this year, which has led to pumpkin shakes, pumpkin sundaes, pumpkin this, pumpkin that.
I kind of prefer the pumpkin vibe.
Yeah. A lot more people have said positive things about it because the candy corn, you couldn't really taste too much. It was more just sugary,
Right.
And this actually had some more flavor to it.
Right.
But that's something that you can get outside of the party time as well.
Okay.
And then there is an amok cupcake for the Sanderson sisters looks like it has like a little cauldron on top with a white chocolate piece that has the girls printed on front of it.
Right.
And that's one that you can get at the Starbucks location on Main Street anytime during the day.
Okay.
So there are a couple things that you can get, obviously, that you don't have to be at the party for. But I know the Constance cake was one of them. And that's the one that we made sure that we got. And it was pretty good. We actually have a review coming for that here soon. And so you'll be able to see what it is and how it tastes and all of that and get our opinions.
Yes.
The only new-ish thing that I would bring up is that this year they focused a lot more on the souvenir cups and popcorn buckets than they had in years past.
Okay.
So last year, you know how there was the poison... the poison cauldron that we got and we used that to carry around our candy with and that was really, there was only like one other maybe popcorn bucket. This year they have like four popcorn buckets and a couple sippers, you know, drink sippers. I mean, three of them are the hitchhiking ghosts, so they have individuals,
of course,
so you have to buy more by buying each of the three, and then they have an Oogie Boogie head for a popcorn bucket, and they have a Jack Skellington, a full body Jack Skellington coming out, and I think that one's going to be a sipper. And I mean, there's a lot more like food souvenir stuff this year than there has been in year past.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So I kind of went away from the focus on the dessert sweets that were exclusive to now being more like a souvenir thing that you can take home. Sweet.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then what's the other thing we can talk about? Just the souvenirs in general, the party merch. It's pretty disappointing this year.
Oh, anything that stood out?
Not really. I mean, there is a spirit jersey for the Sanderson sisters. So if you wanted to have the villainous but spectacular across your back in a sweater format, those spirit jerseys are really, really popular with the Disney fandom right now. And then they have some candy corn ears where the little bow looks like little pieces of candy corn.
Sure.
The pins were pretty disappointing this year. It wasn't anything that I needed. And if I see it in the character warehouse, sure. But it's not something I'm going to pay full price for.
Right.
So but that's just me. It wasn't anything that was like, yes, I need this. I must have this.
Right.
So,
well, you know, there it is.
Although, okay, there was one shirt that had Mickey on it, but I don't think this is a party one. This is just a Halloween one that you can get anywhere.
Okay.
And it had the, you know, the traditional Mickey Mouse Club where it's his face and then the ring.
Yeah.
Well, he had on his little vampire cape and he had his fangs out and it was like Mickey Mouse Fang Club.
It's funny.
It was funny. It was so funny.
But, and that was just generic.
Yeah, that's just merch. Generic Halloween merch, which, you know, they have some pretty neat Halloween merch this year. But again, nothing that I felt like I needed to bring home with me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right. Well, I don't think I have any more questions for you at this point.
Perfect. So then on this note, we will wrap up this year's?
Well, kind of.
This season's? Question mark.
Yeah.
But we're going to stop talking about Mickey's not-so-scary Halloween party now.
Because we are done talking about the 2019 one. We'll see you in 2020 on that, I guess.
I will be going one more time this year, the week of Halloween. So if anything changes, I might do an update on Instagram. So make sure to follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
And it's just WD_carousel_of_podcast because WDCOP was gone.
Yes. And we, you can find us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff, if you want to find a lot of these different social media outlets and things that we are on and don't want to have to type it all out, you can find it on our website at carouselofpodcast.com, which is very easy to remember. And then all the links, you can go to the listen page or the footer, and it'll have all that.
We will be doing, we have been doing a little bit more of a restructuring for our podcast. Our content's still going to stay the same. We're still going to be having a podcast once a week coming out on Saturdays, but we're actually putting a little bit more structure to it. Eventually, we will be having like an episode list, an upcoming episode list available on Patreon. So if you want to see what's coming up, you can definitely do that. Yep. Yep. We plan on doing like the food reviews that I'm talking about, actual like video vlogs of them, yep, having them on our YouTube page. Yeah. And we have other things in the works, so we're excited about it. But it's still going to be the same, you know, WD Carousel of Podcasts that you know and love, yep, but we are taking just it to...
Same thing, only better is
yeah,
the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal.
And some new media outlets that, you know, we have yeah, like you said, the dining mm-hmm, the dining review stuff, and we have another potential video project in the works, but we'll probably get to that a little bit later.
Yeah, and then any park stuff that we end up vlogging or taking videos of, you'll be able to see there too.
Yeah. Exactly.
On that note, this has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.